Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. I begin with a column Mary posted in May of 2024. Milei, that is the president of Argentina, Milei's Supreme Court misstep, the title. Milei promised a clean house, so why is he nominated an icon of the old guard? The icon's name is Lijo. He's an Argentine federal judge, and therein lies the challenge. Mary, a very good evening to you. Your new column identifies Mr. Lijo again as someone in a recess appointment by President Milei, is headed to the Argentinian Supreme Court, a 5-member court. However, something happens along the way in these last hours. Please help me understand. Lijo is nominated in the recess period, and then he's asked for something special. What is that, Mary?
Good evening, John. Well, Ariel Lijo is a federal judge, and he would have to resign his federal judge post in order to go on to the Supreme Court. And the president, Javier Milei, has not designated him a Supreme Court judge, but during a recess period of the Senate. So he's a recess appointment. And being a recess appointment, it means that he can only stay in the job for about a year until next January or February, when the Senate will have to confirm him. And if the Senate fails to confirm him, he cannot stay in the Supreme Court, but he will have stepped down from his federal judge position. So he'll be out of a job entirely. And I wrote about this on Monday, but just within the last few hours, the Supreme Court in Argentina denied him his request. It was an unprecedented request to have a leave of absence from his federal judge position that he could go back to if he didn't get confirmed in the Supreme Court. So the open question now is whether he will still take the Supreme Court post, knowing that he risks not having a job in 10 or 12 months, or if he will withdraw his name because he hasn't yet been sworn in.
The Buenos Aires City Bar Association called the recess appointment of Judge Lijo particularly reprehensible and a sad day for Argentina, suggesting that Judge Lijo has baggage. And the larger point you make in your column is that Javier Milei enjoys applause worldwide, especially here in the United States, as having turned around Argentina. He's celebrated by, for example, CPAC, and a wonderful exchange of values with Mr. Musk, something to do with a chainsaw, all very celebratory in box office Hollywood. At the same time, he's associating himself with someone who is, at the very least, has the aura of being troubled. Why is he doing that, Mary? Is this something he's done elsewhere?
Well, that's the 64,000 peso question, or maybe it should be much more, but it's a big question, and particularly among supporters of Javier Milei in Argentina. You know, Javier Milei is such a breath of fresh air to so many people because he basically has sworn to take on Peronism, to dismantle this huge Peronist state that drains all of the resources of the productive part of the economy and has moved Argentina from being a very successful economy at the end of the 19th century to being a very poor country and kind of a basket case for the region. And everybody knows that Argentina has enormous potential and that it's this political system, which basically is called Peronism after Juan Perón, the dictator in the middle of the 19th century. And Javier Milei comes on the scene and says, I'm going to take this apart. I'm going to liberate Argentines, which is music to the ears of so many people. And he really seems like a hero. He's very articulate. He's schooled in the ideas of people like Hayek and von Mises, and he calls himself a libertarian and so forth. And that's all well and good. But then when it comes to the rule of law, which in particular the judiciary, it's so important that you have judges who are willing to defy the political system and read the Constitution and enforce the Constitution. And then you have this strange nomination of Lijo, and not just the nomination last year when the Senate refused to take it up because the guy has, as you say, so much baggage. But then he continues to insist on it, even though he's getting a lot of pushback from his own side, continues to insist on it, and then, of course, uses the recess of Congress to make this designation. That's very troubling for a lot of people who, you know, expect more from Javier Milei.
I did not understand the Lijo matter, but I sure as heck paid attention to that matter of that crypto coin fiasco that happened over a weekend some days ago. I might have been February, January. I get lost in it. It was surprising to me that Milei was operating as if everything was from the hip. Odd. Is that something he's done his whole life, Mary? I know he's a performer. I know he's spontaneous. But still, to back a coin that was then used to plunder people and then afterwards saying, I'm sorry. Odd behavior for somebody with so many responsibilities.
Well, I think he may have seen, I can't read his mind. I don't know what he had in mind, but I think he may have seen the headline line, which was there. This is a project that is designed to help entrepreneurs raise money to help entrepreneurs in Argentina. And that's sort of the kind of thinking he has about helping the country get back on its feet. And then the way in which this Viva la Libertad project was going to raise this money was through the meme coin. So the meme coin was $Libra. And the mistake he made was putting up not just advocating for Viva la Libertad project, but saying that the meme coin was a way to raise money for entrepreneurs and then putting up the ID number that you need to trade the coin. So that was a very strong endorsement of the coin, and the thing shot up and then collapsed. And as you say, lots of ordinary people who, well, maybe I shouldn't call them ordinary people, but people who might want to trade in the coin got sucked into it. And the developers or the insiders seem to have ridden the wave and then gotten their money out fast while a lot of other people were left behind.
In other words, it was a scam.
Yeah, it seems like it. I need to be careful in saying we don't know. There needs to be an investigation. But the one thing that I found interesting was, you know, about less than 7 hours later, he went back on Twitter and said, I unendorse this product. I think he saw what was going on. He subsequently said, listen, anybody who deals in meme coins is playing playing a very speculative game. So I'm not taking responsibility for them. And he sort of has a point there. But being the president of this country that is now going through a very revolutionary reform process, I think people put their faith in him. And for that reason alone, I think he, just ability in this fiasco.
As Mary Anastasia O'Grady says, the 64,000 peso question, why is he doing this? Mary Anastasia O'Grady, Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. that you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt? The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.